Exercise 4, page 58. Speaker A.
It's all not been right since the car crash. I wake up in the middle of the night and my leg is very stiff and painful. I have to get up and walk around and then it feels better. I can't go on like this. I wonder if something like yoga would help. I might need an operation if this continues.
Speaker B.
It's not the restrictions on what I can eat. It's having to check foods all the time that's annoying. You never know when a dish has been prepared with nut oil. I feel like such a nuisance when I go out to a restaurant. I'm sure that my friends choose not to invite me to eat out with them.
Speaker C.
Yes, I wore glasses at university, but later I had laser eye surgery. At the time, people told me horror stories about what could go wrong. But I went to a place with a good reputation. That was 10 years ago, and my sight has been perfect ever since. If anything, I'm annoyed I didn't do it earlier.
Speaker D.
I'm a bit of a hypochondriac, to be honest. The slightest sneeze or sore throat, and I think I need to go to hospital. I went to the doctor's last week with what I was sure were early signs of a heart attack. She told me I was suffering from indigestion and nothing more.
Speaker E.
I know it was just a small infection, but it could have turned into something worse, couldn't it? And I had to wait for a week for an appointment. Well, by that time it had cleared up on its own. I complained, but the doctor said if I have an emergency, I can go to casualty. But the queues at casualty are miles long.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to speakers A to E again. Speaker A.
It's all not been right since the car crash. I wake up in the middle of the night and my leg is very stiff and painful. I have to get up and walk around and then it feels better. I can't go on like this. I wonder if something like yoga would help. I might need an operation if this continues.
Speaker B.
It's not the restrictions on what I can eat. It's having to check foods all the time that's annoying. You never know when a dish has been prepared with nut oil. I feel like such a nuisance when I go out to a restaurant. I'm sure that my friends choose not to invite me to eat out with them.
Speaker C.
Yes, I wore glasses at university, but later I had laser eye surgery. At the time, people told me horror stories about what could go wrong. But I went to a place with a good reputation. That was 10 years ago, and my sight has been perfect ever since. If anything, I'm annoyed I didn't do it earlier.
Speaker D.
I'm a bit of a hypochondriac, to be honest. The slightest sneeze or sore throat, and I think I need to go to hospital. I went to the doctor's last week with what I was sure were early signs of a heart attack. She told me I was suffering from indigestion and nothing more.
Speaker E.
I know it was just a small infection, but it could have turned into something worse, couldn't it? And I had to wait for a week for an appointment. Well, by that time it had cleared up on its own. I complained, but the doctor said if I have an emergency, I can go to casualty. But the queues at casualty are miles long.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.